I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
Hey, it's Rachel Cook, your modern mentor. I'm the founder of Lead Above Noise, a firm specializing in helping teams and organizations create better working experiences that deliver better results. You know, I work with a lot of teams that work with a lot of teams. Like, it feels like our work keeps getting more and more cross-functional every year. A marketing project is almost never just a marketing project. It's the inputs from sales and client management that make it sing. A nurse needs the hospital's front desk staff in order to make a change happen. A bank teller wants to try something new and may need the teller to their right and left to agree and get on board. But when marketing or nursing or the teller at your local bank aren't the boss, they're not in charge, how can they compel their peers to do the thing they need them to do? This is often referred to as influencing without authority. And it's an art more than a science. But I've picked up a number of tips over the years, and I'd love to share some of my faves with you today. First, make your vision sing. First things first, rather than trying to twist someone's arm into helping you with something at work, start by making an offer they just can't refuse. Like, imagine I said to you, "Hey, I'm developing a keynote talk on how to lead through change, and I'd appreciate your help in doing some research for me." Now I'll imagine you rolling your eyes and wishing you were anywhere but in this conversation. But let's say I change that to, "Hey, I'm developing a keynote talk on how to lead through change because people are struggling and leaders want to better support them. And this talk will deliver the tools and confidence they need to create change." Okay, maybe that second one sounds more exciting to me than to most because leading through change is an area I love. But honestly, in this second scenario, you're at least a little bit more open to hearing what comes next, right? You're probably struggling with change right now because, you know, we all are. And maybe the idea of getting some tools and confidence into the hands of leaders, it sounds relevant to you, maybe even a little bit alluring. The point is to start by laying the groundwork for an ask that is likely to feel at least a little bit relevant, a little bit interesting to the person whose help you'll need, but you don't have the authority to demand. Okay, next, link your ask to their goals. Okay, so once you've got a big old impactful vision out there, think about how contributing to this vision can actually serve the other person's goals. Like, you're a marketing analyst and you're working on a new email campaign designed to bring in more customers, and you'd like help from a colleague in sales. But email marketing is your job, not theirs. Before you ask for help, think about their goals and how the success of this project would help them achieve those goals. Like, if your email is successful, it'll bring in more potential new customers, which could ultimately help sales achieve their numbers. Or the nurse who wants the front desk staff to ask a few extra questions during the registration process realizes that if successful, patients will receive more streamlined care. So the next time they come in, they'll be less cranky, less impatient with the front desk staff. Really think about how what you're asking for will serve your colleagues, make their goals more achievable, or their lives a little more pleasant.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
Next, shrink the ask. Every time I peek behind my daughter's closed door, I have to resist the urge to scream. It's a serious nightmare in there. What I want is for her to clean it. I want it spotless and sparkling. But neither spotless nor sparkle is really an option for me in this case. Those asks are too big for this particular kid. So instead, I ask myself, what's something smaller, more contained I could ask of her that would feel more manageable for her, but also leave me feeling a bit better? For me, it's clothes, like clean ones in the drawers, dirty ones in the laundry bins. Does this solve everything for me? No. But it delivers an improvement, and it bumps up the odds of her compliance. So now your turn. You're looking for a colleague to write something for you. Can you outline it or draft it and have them add or edit? You need a colleague to join you for a sales call with a client. But instead of asking for 2 hours of their time, can you invite them to just dial in for the part where their voice is most needed? Keeping your ask as tight and focused as possible leaves you asking for less, but still getting the bulk of the value that you need. Next, plan ahead. The only thing more annoying than being asked to do something you don't want to do, it's being asked to do that thing, like, now. So as soon as you have a new project or to-do on your plate, think big. Look ahead. As you imagine yourself delivering this outcome, who might you need in your circle at some point down the road to make it happen? Which teams or colleagues might you want to contribute, whether it's ideas or support or actual work? Tap them as early as possible. Just start sharing your vision, planting seeds. The more time you can give people to get excited, to feel invited, or just to plan ahead, the better luck you'll have in getting their support when you need it. Next up, build in some fun. Getting the yes is half the battle. The other half, it's actually getting the outcome you need, getting the value from the person who's now agreed. And one of the best ways to do this, add some basic fun to the equation. Need someone to help you generate ideas? Don't just ask for ideas. Host a brainstorm. If it's in person, grab some snacks. If it's virtual, stream some music through Zoom or Teams. Start with some warm-up trivia questions. Give out gold stars for each idea someone puts out there. Get creative. Doesn't have to be over the top, but
just enough to demonstrate that you put thought and care in and you appreciate their time and contributions. And finally, be reciprocal. Because, of course, we cannot cover this topic without a nod to karma. Generally, be a helper, a giver, a server, a provider of ideas and efforts. Role model this, and people will want to return the favor when it's your turn to ask. Join me next week for another great episode. Until then, visit my website at leadabovenoise.com if your organization is looking to dial up its employee experience or deliver some leadership development that activates change. You can follow Modern Mentor on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Find and follow me on LinkedIn. Thanks so much for listening and have a successful week. Modern Mentor is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Dan Feuerbend with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our podcast and advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchings. And our marketing and publicity associate is Davina Tomlin.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.